hit the moon if it were mine to give. I hit the stars and the sun before I live. To thrill you with delight, I'll give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
Time to sit to WRT, and I'm Don Rosen, and I will catch you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock bright and early. Up next, it's Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum, Kurt Vollman at 2, and Chris Morrow coming in at 6 o'clock tonight. 9 o'clock right now. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump's plan to dismantle the Education Department is beginning, with more than 1,300 job cuts, almost half the agency's workforce. Becky Pringle is the president of the country's largest teachers union, the National Education Association.
So we are outraged, along with, I hope, all other Americans, that this Trump administration would fire the very people who have dedicated their lives to helping our students expand their learning opportunities.
President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from all countries are now in effect.
The tariffs are going to be throwing off a lot of money to this country. And we've been ripped off for years by other countries.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Among the U.S.-made products now facing levies of up to 50% in Europe.
Wrangler.
American blue jeans.
Skippy peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Harley-Davidson motorcycles, as well as bourbon and agricultural goods. Unless the two sides negotiate their way out of this before the EU tariffs take effect next month.
As expected, inflation cooled a bit last month. They rose at a rate of 2.8% consumer prices did, slower than expected. But CBS's Jill Schlesinger says some prices are still soaring.
Egg prices were up by 10.4% in just 1 month. Year over year, egg prices are up by 58.8%, according to the government data.
And most economists expect inflation will stick around with all the tariffs President Trump is pushing. There will be a court hearing today for Mahmoud Khalil, the pro-Palestinian protest organizer at Columbia University, who was arrested by ICE and threatened with deportation. CBS's Michael George has more.
Khalil is a green card holder, but his lawyer says he was told that it would be revoked. DHS confirmed Khalil was detained because of his work to organize those protests and alleged ties to the terror group Hamas.
Ukraine has agreed to the terms of a proposed 30-day ceasefire with Russia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says it's now up to Russia.
If their response is yes, then we know we've made real progress and there's a real chance of peace. If their response is no, it would be highly unfortunate and it would make their intentions clear.
Tiger Woods will not be making his comeback at next month's Masters.
Tiger Woods has driver in his hand at the short par 4 7th.
3:30.
He underwent surgery yesterday after rupturing his left Achilles tendon while practicing at home. Woods will be out of action for months, likely. He last competed in a PGA Tour event in July at the Open in Scotland. Futures soaring higher after that good inflation news just out a few minutes ago. Dow futures up 240, NASDAQ futures up 180. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason vetoed those changes the council voted for last week. The changes would have allowed the council president to appoint committee members and committees to elect their own chairs. The city council will vote on Tuesday to potentially override the veto. Kenosha County investigators are looking into a high-speed crash in Racine that injured six people. That's because a Racine County sheriff's deputy was trying to stop the speeding vehicle involved. One of the five teens injured remains in critical condition, while the driver, Salvador Coronado, is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Former Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw has written an op-ed supporting the upcoming school referendum. The district is requesting an additional $190 million over 5 years from taxpayers on the April 1st ballot. You can read Shaw's thoughts at racinecountyi.com. Absentee ballots for that April 1st election were mailed out yesterday in many communities. Requests for those ballots will be accepted until March 27th at myvote.wi.gov. Early in-person voting will begin in most places March 18th. And protesters supporting Ukraine and Palestine rallied in Racine's Monument Square this week. About 150 people took part. A group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice organized the protest. They say they'll be holding future demonstrations at the busy Mount Pleasant intersection at Highway 20 and 31. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers, the former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. WRJN.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, just like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
Sha la 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 la
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. In the middle of the week, that's a good thing.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe
if the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
WRJ.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
I'm backing up good vibrations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good, good, good.
local news, timeless hits of WRJN. Shy Lights out of Shy Town, but then you already knew that. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. And Brewer Baseball back on WRJN. Spring training, two games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both at 3 o'clock. Be here. Bring your popcorn and Cracker Jack.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD school board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD school board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD school board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scamma, treasurer.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
timeless hits, WRJN. Some songs best listened to with a hookah. This would be one. Oh, not that I know what that is. WRJN.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's blood, swaggers, blood to your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Time you may embrace a time to refrain. to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've upgraded our news coverage and we've partnered with Racine County Eye. You can get the headlines from us and the stories from RacineCountyEye.com. Now, here's another one of those updates from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has vetoed proposed committee changes. The changes would have shifted committee appointment powers from the mayor to the council president. Mason is defending the veto, citing his role as the only citywide elected official. The council will vote next week on a possible override. That'll require a two-thirds majority. Kenosha County investigators are looking into that high-speed crash in Racine this week. That's because a Racine County sheriff's deputy was trying to stop the vehicle speeding that led to the crash. That crash early Sunday injured six people, including five teens, and the driver of a Camaro clocked at 90 right before the collision. One teen remains in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, is hospitalized with injuries he'll recover from. People driving in downtown Racine saw them this week, and drivers going through Highway 20 and 31 will see them soon. Protesters took to Monument Square earlier this week, rallying with signs supporting Ukraine and Palestine. About 150 showed up. Protesters going forward are moving locations to the busy Mount Pleasant intersection. The protests are organized by a group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice. You can see images of what the protests look like at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Just might
problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
Just a bunch of animals. Well, yeah, these are the animals on WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
to be a joker. He just do what he please. I'm Dan Marcus. I drew inspiration from that line. Got in trouble for it, too. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Two ladies spotlighted in the Nuggets today. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this afternoon is going to be from a rather obscure singer. The one that's coming next is going to be from a very well-known and iconic singer. You're going to get the story behind the song, and you'll hear the song from, well, we'll get to that in a second, here on WRJN.
Celebrating all things green beans, enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette ham pies. Delicious single-serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Let's open up the vault door. What say you? For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. Story behind this one, kind of interesting. It was written by Carly Simon, who performs this song. She was doing a series of shows opening. She was brand new to performing and to making hit records. She had only had one, but she was opening at the time for Cat Stevens. And so at one point she said, before a New York performance, she lived in New York City, she said, "Cat, come on over, I'll make spaghetti. Yeah, and let's have dinner together at my place." So, before he arrived, Carly was anticipating, get it? Do you see this coming? Anticipating his arrival and was thinking about his music. And there was one particular song that she liked called Hard-Headed Woman, where it starts soft and then builds. Here's a portion of that song from Cat.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself.
So that's Cat Stevens, Hard-Headed Woman, and that's the song that was on Carly Simon's mind when she was waiting, anticipating the arrival of Cat Stevens. So she sat down with her guitar and wrote this song, and it's now a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. Anticipation on WRJN.
We can never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway, and I wonder if I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day. Anticipation. Anticipation is making me late. It's keeping me waiting.
Those were the good old days. We just didn't know it at the time. That's Anticipation, Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN. Carly Simon, by the way, the daughter of the Simon of Simon & Schuster, the publishing company. So there's your trivia for the day, if you didn't know that already. Another nugget coming up this afternoon at 1:45, and this one almost pretty close to a novelty song, but not really. It's by a one-hit wonder. Be here 1:45 this afternoon for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More countries are fighting back after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports.
And now it's Canada's turn, announcing $20 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs in response to the 25% steel and aluminum tariffs that President Donald Trump has leveled. This just hours after the EU announced its own tit-for-tat tariffs on certain U.S.-made industrial, farm, and consumer products. Trump's tariffs took effect today, though at the 11th hour, the president back down from slapping Canada with an additional 25% on top of that. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says inflation cooled a bit in February.
prices increased in February, but the annual inflation rate edged lower. The inflation rate from February of this year to February of last year was up by 2.8%. That's lower than the previous month's reading of 3%.
Egg prices were up 59% from a year ago. The Education Department plans to cut more than 1,300 jobs, almost half its staff. Education Secretary Linda McMahon tells Fox that's just a start.
What we did was to take the first step of eliminating what I think is bureaucratic bloat.
President Trump says education should be up to the states. National Education Association President Becky Pringle disagrees.
There are our students who have been historically marginalized, and the federal government has a role to play in closing those gaps.
Police in the Dominican Republic have identified a person of interest in the disappearance of University of Pittsburgh student Sadiq Kananke. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Punta Cana.